What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Death is an inevitable part of life, and while we can't predict our time, it is important to be prepared. One way that we can do this is called estate planning. An important element in this process is preparing a will. We tell you more about some of the things to consider in preparing a will on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Estate planning is the process of making provisions to transfer your property when you die or to manage your assets if you become incapable of handling your own affairs. A will can be changed or cancelled at any time. However, it is the last will that is prepared before you die that will be valid. Your will can be changed or amended through a legal document known as a codicil. If you remarry or divorce or any other major changes take place, like deaths or births or assets increase or decrease, it is advised that you prepare a new will. Your will must not be changed by crossing out words or sentences or making any notes or written corrections on it.
If a will was made before you got married, right, it is going to be automatically revoked.
Final year student at the Norman Manley Law School, Sherry Lewis. For beneficiaries who are minors, it is recommended that you appoint guardians and trustees for their welfare. Failure to do so will result in a court-appointed guardian or trustee. Ensure that after the new will is prepared, the old one is destroyed. A residuary clause is important in a will and is used as the last paragraph to ensure that property acquired after the will is prepared is properly distributed.
The reason for that is very often most of us, we may be inheriting property under some relative estate, and we may or may not know about that inheritance. So the residuary clause is a catch-all clause that says any asset that you may have had anywhere that you would not have known about while you're making your will, you want to leave those assets to a named beneficiary or more than one.
Tutor Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, Indira Prasad. This clause usually starts with the words, "All the rest and residue of my estate I give and devise to..."
If you don't have that clause, then say after you die, you came into property or through some other relative estate, you inherited property, then basically, since you didn't have that residuary clause, then your estate will now fall under the laws of intestacy.
Intestacy means to die without leaving a valid will. When a person dies intestate, their estate will be distributed in accordance with the law. The time it will take to wind up the estate will be longer and more costly, and you would need consent from the Administrator General before an application can be made to the court. Don't hide the will. Keep it in a safe place.
Many people tend to, when they have a valid will, firstly, they probably need to tell the executors, the named executors, that, you know, I appointed you my executor, and give them a copy of that will. And the original they could keep in a very safe place. Usually people keep it at their banks, in their safety deposit boxes. People, you know, tend to secure them because we're a country where we have storms and water-type disasters. So you'd want to keep it in plastic and, you know, try and keep it as safe as possible. Very often people actually leave it with the attorney who prepared it.
Tutor Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, Indira Prasad. That's where we'll end today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with student engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
The Accountant General is advising that all pensioners represented by an agent, as well as the agent, must visit the Accountant General's department during the week of May 2 to 6. Both the pensioner and the agent will be required to present a valid identification and a proof of address. This is to facilitate a verification process being undertaken by the Accountant General's department. Failure to visit during the specified period will result in the non-payment of pension for the upcoming month.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.